Legend says ape and human lived side by side. Impossible as that may seem.
In the new movie, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now in theaters, many generations have passed since the events of the last movie in this rebooted franchise. And while some things have changed, humans are now mostly feral scavengers whom the apes treat like animals. Other things haven't. Namely, we've got some noble, heroic apes, and of course, some that are anything but. As the movie opens, the forces commanded by a powerful ape named Proximus Caesar raid a peaceful village where a young ape named Noah lives. Many of his family and friends are killed, while others are taken prisoner. Noah is determined to free his people from Proximus, and along the way, he makes a curious ally, a human. Her name is May, and she can speak. It comes as a huge shock to the apes who meet her, since most humans are mute. May is on a mission herself to retrieve a technological key with enormous power from an abandoned human enclave. But Proximus is after the same technology, and he'll stop at nothing to possess it.
You choose a human over an ape.
This was a human place. It is not yours.
It is now, isn't it?
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is the fourth film in the most recent reboot of this long-running sci-fi franchise. Like the previous movies, we get intense but mostly bloodless PG-13 violence. There's a bit of profanity, and there's a lot of talk about the concept of evolution, which plays a key role here as well. So we're giving Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes a 3 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio and be sure to listen to The Plugged In Show wherever you stream your podcasts. I'm Jonathan McKee. For Folks and the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.